This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are good. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of May on the DJV program. Doug Steffen introducing you to one Victoria Keelan and one Jennifer Horn here to express themselves. As a matter of fact, Jennifer's got a couple of items, trending items, that she would like to have us understand or at least know about. Then we'll see if we can understand whatever the heck it is she's stiffing us with.
I'm sorry, what?
Help yourself.
Wow. All right. Well, it is election day for those voting, specifically in Georgia, getting a lot of attention for Georgia voters, not just because some of the controversial ad campaigns by some of the gubernatorial candidates, where one was seen driving around with a bus saying he was collecting illegals on it. There's a big focus on Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams is set to become, perhaps, if the voters approve her, to be the first black female governor. She is up for election in Georgia, and of course it is the primary, so she'll have to make it to the top of the ballot to be considered in November, but this is a pretty big deal for the African-American movement in the South, obviously, in Georgia. This is a huge part of that puzzle, and Stacey Abrams trending today as a candidate to become the first black female governor in this country, so... kind of an interesting race happening today for all of you going out to vote. The FBI also trending. We've talked about the fact that there could have been a mole in the Trump campaign. Of course, we broke some news here on this program last week that Stephen Haller was the person who is being investigated as or being looked at as one of the moles in the 2016 presidential election. But according to a new report, there could be another informant that attempted to infiltrate the Trump campaign under Obama, according to Carter Page, who's one of the Trump campaign aide, so he didn't ever work for the White House, but he was part of the campaign. He's also a name we became familiar with because Robert Mueller has sent some indictments his way. He says that it wasn't just Stephen Haller, or Helper, that was part of this, but there was also someone else that he has not yet named that could have also been working for the FBI, trying to plant some seeds in the minds of young campaign aides. Both Carter Page and George Papadopoulos are the names that we've been hearing so far.
Were they successful doing that?
Well, if you believe
planting the seeds?
If you believe the reports about Stephen Helper, yes, he was he's the one that turned George Papadopoulos on to trying to contact or reach out to Russians, which George Papadopoulos has been indicted for by Bob Mueller's team. There are charges that were thrown at him, and he was on the payroll of the FBI at the time. So it would seem that there was success, yes.
Hmm. Well, it's all these names that begin with P, Papadopoulos, Pompeo.
But, well, really, by the way, you need a graph to keep everything straight with this. It's become really, really confusing. And
yep.
If this turns out to be true, James Clapper, John Brennan, President Obama, of course, the lead of the FBI at the time, James Comey, they're all looking at a lot of trouble. And this came after President Trump yesterday met with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray, who runs the FBI. And all three of them agreed that your general investigation into what exactly went down at the FBI needed to happen, especially because of the slow walk of documents being released by the FBI and the Justice Department, which it was also determined some of these documents leading up to why the Trump team was investigated to begin with will actually be released starting this week sometime.
All right. So I was interested in Mike Pompeo. I mispronounced his name any number of times. I thought it was interesting. Today, a senior Iranian military commander said that Iran's people would be upset if Mike Pompeo, the threat of sanctions, actually came to play. The fellow who runs the Iranian military commander said that if Pompeo came to Iran, he'd punch him in the mouth.
Boy.
international diplomacy at its finest.
Yeah.
Well, the young people of Iran are just so, they're, you know,
fed up
most
with all
of them,
this stuff.
Well, they're fed up with America, too, with the sanctions. It's crippled their entire existence, and they hate the Ayatollah.
Well,
so there's really,
why are they angry at America? They have no business being angry at America. Be married at the Ayatollah who create,
well, they
and
are
be angry at them.
They are. They're furious with
it. And by the way, there are lots of Iranians that are coming to this country and finding a great life here, finding and starting businesses.
Well, not now,
working
but
brothers.
They did.
Well, I think they're still
they're not coming here now.
They go to school here and they stay in some circumstances.
Well.
All right, anyway. So what else, Jennifer?
All right, finally today, the name Anthony Kennedy is trending also. He is a justice on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And it seems that we've been hearing lots of speculation that perhaps his days as a Supreme Court justice are coming to an end, that he is going to announce his retirement. And those rumors have picked up again. They've switched into overdrive. And just ahead of a midterm election season, we're hearing that he may step down this summer. Now, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, said that he would step down last summer. Senator Dean Heller from Nevada this spring said that he would announce his retirement early summer, and now we're hearing that that is probably close to reality. Justice Kennedy's wife has been sick, and so I guess he wants to take some time, and this would allow for President Trump, before midterm election proceedings, perhaps impeachment proceedings if Democrats take over the House, to appoint another Supreme Court justice.
Why are they still talking about impeaching Trump?
Oh, Democrats are, yes. That, in fact, that's what you're going to see. Once we get past the primaries, you're going to see this summer, it's going to be basically all of that
impeachment.
Based on what? No one's going to talk about anything that they're going to do.
Well, but what is it? What are they going to impeach him for?
It's political. Impeachment is political. So there have already been articles of impeachment filed against this president. They just haven't gone anywhere.
Right. All right. Speaking of the Supreme Court, can somebody try to figure out what the ruling yesterday, apparently employers who discriminate against workers were in some way, shape, or form sanctioned with the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, suggesting that at least the interpretation that I'm seeing, it's easier for companies to avoid lawsuits from the employees over sexual harassment and things like that. So what's the bottom line of that, Victoria?
Well, it just seems like the bottom line is they sided with companies saying that, yes, they can force arbitration. So it prevents non-union workers from being able to band together and have a class action suit. If you're a union worker, you're still protected, and that's fine. But they also think that this will discriminate against victims of sexual assault and harassment in the workplace because they're an individual and they have to keep it all behind closed doors and in forced arbitration, which always results in a signed non-disclosure agreement, so it basically silences victims. So this is not a good day for companies, for employees of companies like that, but it's a good day for big corporations.
Well, it doesn't sound like a good day for the Me Too movement.
It's not
either.
I want to make sure that we add this piece in because it's for people, it's for employees who sign employment agreements. And if they agree, I know I have one of these in one of my employment agreements, and
it's in the fine print.
They have an agreement to arbitration. So the deal is, if you don't want to sign that, then don't sign it and don't take the job. Don't act like you're surprised after you've signed a contract and then try to say,
Fair enough. But wait.
So we have to be informed. Don't sign it if you don't want to have to abide by it. I think this is actually very fair and probably the right ruling by the Supreme Court.
And I have signed those agreements too, but the problem is, though, that doesn't cover sexual harassment or sexual assault. So when you sign on to that employee agreement, you say, oh yeah, sure, you know, it's fine, and here are all the stipulations of working for that company. But the reason this got so far into the Supreme Court, though, is because of discrimination against sexual orientation and sexual assault and harassment and things like that. That's never really been addressed under that, and so this is really a bad ruling for anybody who works for a big corporation. You shouldn't have to choose your job over being able to be fairly represented.
Well, but if you know what you're getting into when you go through the door, excuse me, if you know what you're getting into.
Right, but for civil rights, though, you should not be discriminated regardless of what your employee agreement says. And that's another angle of this that will, you know, that's that's part of the negative side of this, is that when you sign an employee agreement, you're not agreeing to being discriminated against.
Well,
that's not legal. It's a
thought.
Violation of civil rights.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's
but
now
if you
kind
find
of
you're being discriminated against. Wouldn't you want to leave that company anyway?
Yeah, I would.
Well, I
but
would.
If you don't have a
door.
Well, yeah, but we have a lot of options. But for other people who don't have options or as many options, it's why should you have to suffer from that? Why should you have to go through that? You know, just leaving isn't the answer. That's the anti-Me Too movement. Just saying, okay, well, I'm not going to work here anymore. That doesn't solve any problems.
Well,
I'd be making a lot of noise going out the door if it were
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what I think is the right answer, is you leave, you take yourself out of the situation, and you tell people about it, and then all of a sudden you've got a company who's not going to be able to get anybody to come work for them, and that's really
make
how
lots of noise.
Market.
But
I
that's
speak.
The thing, though. You have to sign an NDA, so you can't really make that much noise on the way out. So it's
well, if you go to arbitration, right?
All right. We have a very interesting Border Patrol agent story in a matter of moments here. 16 after the hour. There is a fabulous way for you to get a fabulous night's rest, and it becomes even more attractive if you're graduating this month or if you are a present or past person that served in the U.S. military. Two special deals from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Go in there, get your pillows. Graduation special, even better than the deals you get by asking or presenting information about you and your service experience. Or if you're a graduate graduating this month from college, then you get special deals as well. So two more great reasons to ask about special prices. Why don't you do the research? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get one of these pillows, two of these pillows, four of these pillows. Patented adjustable fill. This pillow will never go flat. You can wash it and dry it in the machine. It's guaranteed for 10 years. And you buy these on approval. Use it for 60 days. You don't like it? Send them back and get your money back. Who else does that with pillows? Nobody. MyPillow.com. Go to the MyPillow.com website. Use the promo code DJV. Save a lot of money and get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here?
It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. It's just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right, working with more transparency and higher accountability, and reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
All right, so Victoria, a couple of Americans detained by a border agent in Montana because he heard them speaking Spanish. And, of course, we know you can't come into this country and speak Spanish and be a legitimate American citizen, right?
Well, she and her husband were both born here. She was born in El Paso, Texas, and her husband was born in Central California. But apparently, yes, if you are 35 miles from the Canadian border in Montana, you are not allowed to speak Spanish, or you will be pulled over and asked for identification and asked by this Border Patrol agent where they were born. And so she videotaped the whole thing. She was scared. She didn't know what was going on. So now, of course, that video has gone viral. She was there to buy eggs at the gas station.
Pretty amazing. Where did these people come from? It's 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 23 and change at the hour now on the DJV show. So the Suits story, Victoria, what's up with Suits, the television show that stars all the people? Well, now it doesn't star Meghan Markle anymore.
Or and Patrick Adams.
Adams is gonzo. As well, husband and wife. So what's the news?
Well, the news is Aaron Korsh, who is the creator of Suits, was actually also a guest at the royal wedding. And afterwards, he was asked by the New Yorker to write a few words about his experience. He wrote a really lovely tribute. He said that seeing every member of the wedding walking down the aisle, Harry looking earnest and somehow vulnerable, Meghan looking strong and proud and regal and beautiful, it started things off amazingly. The event was incredible to have the mix of cultures on so many levels. And to have two such capable ambassadors showing the world how it should be was moving beyond words. And he said all this while sharing it with my wife and members of the Suits family. I can only sum it up by saying it felt like the world was becoming a better place today. And he published that yesterday morning. So
I saw that.
Really,
I thought it was
tribute.
Wonderfully done. Great quote from him. Good. So that sets a good tone. All right, musically at 25 after the hour, Carrie Underwood has become such a prominent figure in country music, it's easy to forget she's just a girl from a small Oklahoma town who happened to be auditioning on American Idol. Look at what's happened to her.
Yeah.
7 Grammys to her name. She's earned her home state's highest honor, an inductee into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. She joins the class of 2018 inductees with 6 fellow notable Oklahomans. Let's see here. Reed Drummond from the Food Network. Real estate mogul Mo Anderson, a Charlie Christian, a jazz legend, honored even though he's passed away. The honorees will be officially inducted November 15th in Tulsa after the release of her highly anticipated album called Cry Pretty. So that's good. She's quite a likable sort, I think.
She's very likable.
Don't you like? I quite like her.
Love her, yeah.
All right, other music news coming from Prince. This is not something new. Well, the news is, but he is long gone. It's been, what, 2 years since he died? How long has it been since he died?
I think it's 2 years.
Yeah. Wow. Hard Rock Cafe, big things going on there in New York. Giant collection of Prince's belongings sold off at the auction. A ceramic Mardi Gras-style doll featured as a prop in purple rain was supposed to fetch between $2,000 and $4,000, but a bidding war broke out and ended up selling for $12,500. And that happened over and over again during the auction. A purple stage-worn jumpsuit expected to get $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. $27,500, Victoria.
Amazing,
a dark purple tunic that he wore in 96, estimated to go for $25,000. It went up.
It was, that was supposed to be like $6,000 or $8,000. It went to 25.
25, yeah.
It's just crazy, the numbers that this stuff went for.
Yep, yep. Cloud guitar went for $30,000. Yep. His custom-made yellow cloud guitar sold for $225,000. They're expecting to get about 80 G's for it. Bidding on the wardrobe from the MTV Music Awards from 99, there were, let's see, the bid was $108,000. The wardrobe went. That was 30. Well, they were expecting to get $30,000 for it.
Yes.
And a raspberry beret with a love symbol pin went for $1,750 bucks. Outfit Prince wore in his movie Under the Cherry Moon went for double the estimate, landing $40,000 from someone in the audience. Man, oh man. It's a good business to be in.
I know, right?
Yes. All right, some info.
A lot of money.
The family home of Lynyrd Skynyrd members is going to become a historical place in Florida. A new marker now notes that the house in the town of Westside, location of the Van Sant House, and what a heritage. Musicians Ronnie Donney and Johnny Van Zant spent their formative years growing up in this house with their sisters and parents in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's on the plaque for noting Ronnie's role in forming Lynyrd Skynyrd, Johnny's role as singer in the reborn Skynyrd, and Donnie's role as the founding member for 38 Special, all told a legacy that's, quote, a prestigious contribution to the world of rock music. So this fellow, Todd Smith, who's a Jacksonville Beach entrepreneur, bought the property, worked with the state to get the marker. So that's pretty interesting stuff, isn't it, when you get right down to it? History from the world of music. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, the new Jeep Wrangler was named one of the world's most iconic cars from history. The original Willys used to transport troops to and from the front lines in 1941. The windshield would fold down so they were easily transportable, as does the windshield in the new Wrangler. The biggest change to the new Wrangler is the comfort of the on-road drive. Still iconically capable off-road, it is now a true road trip vehicle. The doors and the roof are removable, so you can get that true outdoor motoring experience. To see the Wrangler, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Mick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available UConnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition... connected to just any transmission in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event is going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See
see your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Four at the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program. It's Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen here now with the focus. I don't want this to come across as piling on, but these kind of police officers are what make it difficult for the regular, the good police officers to maintain cover because of the ignorance that's shown. And these videos, some people say sometimes you take them out of context or you don't see the whole video or whatever it is. But this one's streaming live. Well, it did stream live on Facebook. A couple of policemen in Winfield, Kansas, stopped this fellow in Crowley County. And the video is of Kansas City Attorney Brian McAllister, who doesn't represent anybody in the case. He says this is an abuse of power beyond what has any reasonable value. In the video, this fellow, whose name is Rudy Samuel, is being stopped by officers who claim he failed to signal within 100 feet of making a turn. So he narrates the first couple of minutes of the video, waits as the officers attempt to verify his driver's license and registration. And then an officer approaches the vehicle. "Hey, Mr. Samuel, what caught my attention was the vegetation stuff here." After looking at what the officer was referring to, that isn't visible in the video, but apparently some sort of vegetation in the window seal, Samuel can be heard saying, "That's tree stuff, man. I park under a tree." And then the guys, the suggestion was that there was marijuana there. The police, I mean, this thing goes on and on.
Wow.
And it just makes them look so stupid. It really does.
How does it end? Does he just, was he released? He's free to go, or?
Well, they reach into the car and drag him out. You can see the cell phone dropping to the ground as it continues to record. You can hear the officers say, "You're being detained so I can search the vehicle. I give you no permission to search the vehicle," Samuel says. Shortly after the video stops, he wrote on Facebook that one of the officers deliberately stopped the recording. And anyway, it just goes on and on with the same sort of stuff. And it just, these people need to be better trained and better paid. I say this all the time. The fix for this problem with the police is not to have so many. We have too many police wandering around that don't have enough to do in certain jurisdictions. Florida is notorious for that. Texas, too, to a point. Anyway, so the point is you pay them better, you train them better, and you have fewer of them so they don't go around chasing people for stupid stuff like this. He stops them for one reason, supposedly because he didn't use his turn signal. And then they say, "Well, what's this growing in the window here?" They suggest that it was marijuana.
The turn signal thing to me is such BS, because that's just someone's word against yours anyway. You know?
Well, no, you can see whether the signal is on. I'm very careful about that now, because a lot of places they're looking for that.
Right,
no,
but
no, in that circumstance, no.
Yeah.
No.
So what if the guy did actually have his turn signal on? Mm. You know, and then they say, "Oh, it's not within 100 yards," and then it's their word against yours, and it's a way to get them to.
Haven't they got anything better to do? That's my question.
Apparently not.
And that's the big question here. There's two cops riding around looking for trouble. That's basically what that is. Instead of, I find that inappropriate. Police should have definitive duties and jobs, and that isn't to just go around and look for trouble. And I think that's what a lot of the public thinks. When they see a policeman on the road, they just try to steer clear, say a prayer to themselves that he's not going to, or she's not going to do something silly, and just keep moving, man. Anyway. Postal Service. This is going to be great. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, this is the first announcement ever. Wonder of all wonders. The U.S. Postal Service says it will issue its first ever scratch and sniff stamp.
The sweet scent
of summertime will be these 10 different stamp designs, watercolor illustrations of two different popsicles.
Yeah.
There will be one set for all of the stamps, and a secret smell will be unveiled when the post office issues the stamps next month. This for, what did they lose, $1.5 billion, the Postal Service so far this year? Yeah, this is really smart. Mm. This is going to fix all the problems. The stamp is the work of artist Margaret Berg of Santa Monica. The Frozen Treat Forever stamps issued as a booklet of 20. So those of you who can't wait, scratch and sniff stamps. Hoorah! All right. Travel news.
That is exciting.
It is. Starting the first of next month, you will no longer be able to bring your emotional support hedgehog, goat, or spider on any American Airlines plane. Americans clamping down on the types of service animals and therapy pets that will allow in the cabin, clarifying their previous policy that allowed passengers to board with any animal, whether it was a pig or a peacock or a goat or a hedgehog, whatever.
It's
not a household.
Some people had pigs on the plane.
Yeah, they had pigs on the plane. Mm-hmm. That, instead of snakes on the plane, that'd be a better movie, wouldn't
it? Sequel, yeah.
Pigs. Yes. And how about bringing a bird on the plane and having the bird get loose and fly around and crap on the passengers? And that happened. And that's one of the reasons they're doing this. Back to common sense. And now if you are going to bring a household pet, it's $125 each way on American. It was $100. I remember paying $100 for Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Regulations allow passengers. Well, I would buy a seat for her. If I was sitting up front, I'd buy a seat.
Can I just ask a question about that? I know you've mentioned this. When you book the ticket online, did you just put Charlotte Steffen?
Yep.
But then how do you have ID to check in with Charlotte Steffen?
Well, for some reason, they never asked for it. They looked at her. Pretty much. You know, that's funny you ask that, because I wondered that myself.
How
I tried it once, and I thought, am I going to be able to get away with this? And,
right, because you have two tickets, and one says Charlotte, one says Doug, so...
Yep. Yeah. And maybe it was because it was first class, I don't know. But I remember I did it three times, and never, ever had a problem. The first time, actually what gave me the idea was I was coming back one April, probably 6-7 years ago, and they were still using a big plane. They still had 767s during Boston, L.A., and they had next to there were 18 seats, I think, in first class. And there was an empty seat next to me in the last row. So the lady who was at the gate said to me, I'm going to give you that other seat so Charlotte can ride. And she was taken by her. She loved. She said, okay, I'm going to give you that other seat. I'll block it off, and you can put her in that seat.
Well, that's nice.
And so then when I couldn't, you know, because first class seats are at a premium, and most of the time they fill them up, the first class section. So I decided, all right, if they would put her up there that way, maybe I can get her on just by buying her a ticket, make sure she has a seat. So I bought a couple of seats, and away we went.
Now, did Charlotte accrue miles for these journeys?
No, Charlotte did not have a mile. No, actually, I didn't. You know what? I wasn't smart enough to think about that.
Well, there you go.
I know. So think about that with Daisy May here. It's 43 past the hour. Weight loss is a big problem because most of the choices you have are lousy because the systems don't work. Now along comes Calitrin. Now it is the healthiest choice for weight loss. It's great for your energy. It's great for, because it's a collagen product. And collagen is the main building block, the protein in your body that keeps everything together. Your skin, your bones, all of that stuff. And so when you're supporting that, you're supporting a lot of things in your body, and these peptides are the best and safest way, without using all kinds of things that are crazy and make you nuts, like caffeine. This is a way to lose, I'm on it, 7 pounds. It's great. 20% of your body is collagen, 30% of the protein is collagen. So if you're over 25, 30 years old, you've started to lose that. You need to supplement it. That's why you need to go to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Check that. You get 10% off what you buy, plus a free bottle. So that's 4 bottles for the price of 3 and 10% off. Pretty good deal. Use the code DJV. Lose that weight. Toploss.com, or you can dial 833-TOPLOSS to order. That's 833-867-5677. Take my word for it. This is the best, safest, and most successful way to lose weight. Toploss.com, special code DJV.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my favorite smart product picks to connect your daily life to savings and convenience. Samsung reimagined the smartphone camera with the Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. Its dual aperture opens and closes like a human eye to take great photos regardless of lighting. While super slow-mo video, AR emoji creation, and Bixby's Live Translate enhance our connected lives with our photos. SimpliSafe is an attractive, affordable, and portable smart home security system you order online and set up in less than an hour. The all-new SimpliSafe is even stronger and safer. Professional monitoring starts under $15 a month. It requires no contract. Go to SimpliSafe.com. Emerson SensiTouch Wi-Fi thermostat has a touchscreen display and free app to change settings from anywhere. The geofencing and remote access features are money savers, and it's compatible with popular voice assistants. It's available in black and a new white model. Go to SensiComfort.com for rebates. Kohler's Vedera voice-lighted bathroom mirror has Amazon Alexa built in to automate tasks through voice control. The Kohler Connect app simplifies customization. It has incredible stereo sound, dual microphones to enhance accuracy, a motion-activated nightlight, and LED lights to help with makeup, hair, and skincare. The new Scott's Grow 7 Zone Controller uses real-time local weather data to automatically adjust your irrigation schedule for your lawn's needs using the Grow Connect app. The Grow Controller allows lawn sprinkler management from anywhere. It's also compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google's Voice Assistant. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
46 after the hour, I'm the Senior Editor here, Doug Steffen, with Victoria Keelan, who is like in the Green Hornet? Who is the Green Hornet's assistant?
Cato? I don't know anything about the Green Hornet.
Cato,
so
I think
Cato.
So you're my Cato to the
only Cato
Green
I know
Hornet.
Is from the O.J. trial. So I don't know.
I wonder what ever happened to him. What do you think? Cato Kalin was his name.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. He was a disc jockey for a while on an FM station, did some talk on that FM station.
That was post-OJ, though, right?
Angela. Oh, it was all post. Yeah, he had,
well,
he had nothing going for him. No,
well, he wasn't
terrible.
Very good. It didn't last.
No, it was awful. He was a terrible actor, a terrible talk show host. Hey. Speaking of terrible, would you like to know the drunkest city in America? There's a nationwide survey, the top 10 cities, and I have the most drunk city in the U.S., Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Okay, I was going to say, is there a criteria? Like, is it a Saturday night?
Yes, this is the analysis reviewed it looked at excessive drinking and driving in 381 metro areas. And 10 of the 20 drunkest cities are in Wisconsin.
Whoa.
Binge drinking, driving, 4 or more drinks on a single occasion for men.
And driving?
And then driving.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
And heavy drinking is defined as 8 or more drinks per week. The rate of adults who drink in excess of this number in Green Bay is 26%. The rate of driving deaths involving alcohol is 50% higher in Green Bay than any other state. I'm sorry, any other city in the state.
I would guess that because most people have to drive in Green Bay. In New York City, everybody's always drinking, but no one ever drives. You're either in a cab or you're on the subway. Yeah. So I would guess that Green Bay probably doesn't have a whole lot of mass transit that people would use.
Yep. So here, the driest city in America is Provo, Utah. The rate of adult drinking there in excess of 8.5% versus 26.5% in Green Bay. In excess, as described, as I said, 8 drinks. I didn't clarify this. 8 drinks. I don't know why this is. Why is it different for men and women? 8 drinks for women, 15 for men. Why is that? That sounds kind of sexist.
Always just say that to match the blood alcohol levels, men can drink almost twice as much as women. So that's probably that's just because of our body mass index and everything. Women can't process as many
drinks. That's a generalization
on average, I'm 5'9 and a half. Lewis is 5'9. He can drink twice as much as I could. Well, actually,
really?
He can't because he's a lightweight. But another guy who's my height and my age would probably be able to drink a lot more than me.
I can't drink anyway. I couldn't.
Well, you're the worst. Alcohol and you fall over. You're not allowed in this
country. I'm not someone you want to get too close to anything liquored up, but I'll tell you that. It doesn't work for me in any number of ways. My son's the same way, by the way. He can't even get close to it. And he experimented more with it than I did. Once and done when I was in college. But he went, he didn't adhere to that. So he managed to learn some things the hard way. And so, and sometimes that's what you have to do. But among that, the stat here that's most amazing, 10 Wisconsin cities are among the 20 drunkest in the country.
That's nuts.
That is nuts. Crazy stuff. 50 minutes after, 10 before the hour here, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Victoria, did you see, how many have there been? I think it's been three or four. We're trying to find Chuck.
Will be on in 2 seconds. There was the original three, right, with Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
And then there was another three with Andrew Garfield.
That was
two.
It. Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the most recent one. I forget the guy's name. He's a British actor. I think he's great as Spider-Man. He's young. And
really?
That's sort of the origin.
Wasn't he the one who was
Spider-Man.
Supposed to be Superman? All right, let's find out. We'll pause for a moment. Then we get Chuck on here. We'll get to the bottom of all of this right after this. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. All right, so, Chucker, we played the theme from Spider-Man, and Victoria and I were speculating on who was the best Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire did three. Then who was the second actor that did Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield.
Ah, Garfield, that's right, too. And then the newest one was the one that had been touted as perhaps the next James Bond, right?
No. It's a young kid who's only, like, 16, 17 years old. His name's Tom Holland. They went with a more comic book oriented Spider-Man who was in high school, Tom Holland in the Spider-Man Homecoming. I thought he did a fantastic job. Actually, although it's a tough choice, but I like Tobey Maguire. I thought he was really good. But the reason we play that theme is because another A-list actor has signed on for this MCU Marvel Universe. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to play the villain Mysterio in the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming, joining the MCU Universe. And it looks like, Doug, almost every actor and actress in the business wants to be part of the superhero trend. Why? Because they get an enormous paycheck to do so. He's probably going to get his biggest paycheck ever, I would say, probably.
But how can they keep coming up with ideas for bad guys and plots that are derivatives or not derivatives of the same old thing? That's the challenge, it would seem to me. Or are they getting the ideas out of comic books?
It is, but there's so much source material and so many heroes and villains that they're able to do it. And Marvel, which is owned by Disney, is so well run that they have this thing planned for the next 10 years or so. And they've already kept it going for 10 years. They plan on keeping it going for decades on. And there's really no dissipation in audience. The fact that the audience want to see this stuff, there's no really fall in interest, that's what I'm trying to say.
One of the great stocks that shows constant growth and steady growth is Disney. If you want to buy, when I worked at the KBC, they were owned by Disney, and I got Disney stock. I think I only have 4 shares left, but it's worth 40 times more now than it was when I was there.
Wow.
So it's just, it's one of those things. Okay, so in other movie news, Chucker, I'm giving you the open door. You know I have to fill the hole.
Okay, Clint Eastwood, who hasn't made a movie in front of the camera since 2012, he did last Trouble with the Curve, reportedly might come back in front of the camera. Will star and direct in a movie titled The Mule. It's based on a real-life story about a World War II veteran in his 80s who became a drug runner for the Mexican cartel. Bradley Cooper, who worked with Eastwood on American Sniper, reportedly in negotiations to co-star, he would play a DEA agent. I'm looking forward if Clint comes back in front of the camera.
Yeah, and apparently they got along. I read.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.